do a little make-believes in you and in the others, and it's temporary. No flattery is permanent. And the outcome of flattery is arrogance. And guess what? You do it all for what? Let's say you are putting 40% of your energy for flattery. Okay? To achieve what? To be in a place that everybody loves you, right? Uh-huh. Let me tell you. If you become a pharaoh, nobody likes you. At the end, they flatter you when you are not a hotshot. When you become a hotshot, they will become jealous of you. The guy who admired you and will tell you, oh, you are, I see a lot of promises in you. Now he will say, you are the pharaoh itself. I wish you were not here. So you see, even the outcome is not what you are aiming for. It's exactly the opposite. So, temporarily you will be happy with flattery, but at the end, you pay a lot. With the medicine we are offering you, he's offering you a medicine, right? We'll come back to that. With the medicine I'm offering you, maybe for a couple of days you feel uncomfortable and you don't like the taste of this medicine, but it will make you healthy. What is the medicine I'm talking about here? What did I refer to as medicine? I believe Rumi gave you a medicine. I believe Rumi, right at the beginning, in a smart way, in the second paragraph, called himself Hakim Elahi. He said there is this kind of stuff that they know they command and they are linked. And in a way explained that he will make some potions that your goldsmith will die. You won't do it, you will do it. How? He will give you some medicine, right? Where is that medicine?
It's like collyrium.
Remember this, Raghi. This is a prescription. Yeah. This is a simple prescription. With all the explanation, one by one, he will give you, take this, and he will explain when to make it, have it with food or after food, and do this and do that and do that. And he knows that it doesn't taste good. Really, do you like that? Somebody would say, oh, don't go for flattery. Don't enjoy when you are flattered. You don't like it, but it's good for you. That was the first moral of this story. Because this story was the key. This is the thing that your parrot should realize. Then you are ready for that dying. Huh? If you get it in this story and you're ready for that dying out of cage, so being thrown out, then flying to India. If you want to do that, he's going to let you do it. Because at the end, Babu Fana is that. Will you come to that? You know that at the end is that. So that was one step. Second one is one other stuff. That other stuff that we talked about, and we talked about, and we'll talk about a lot. Freedom of choice and stuff that we are always involved with. Say, okay, there is this contradiction. You know what? We believe that whatever he wants will happen. What do you say to that? Imagine that I said, you know what? Whatever God wishes will happen. How do you react to this?
Sounds optimistic.
Optimistic why? Because it's not in your hand, it's in his hand. Think about it. In a way, okay, you accept it, it's good, it's nice, yes, I could be optimistic, and all that. Then, you do something and I say, why did you do that? Then what do you say? Ha-ha! Over there, if you have the tendency to say that, okay, God wanted it, therefore it happened, what will happen to you if you say that?
I'm not taking responsibility.
What will happen to her if she says that? Suddenly, you will grow two horns, a big fork appears in your hand, because you become the devil. Remember, that was the first thing he said. Do you remember the first sentence I said you have to learn in Arabic? Always. That was the first sentence your grandpa answered to God. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Means we did it to ourselves, taking responsibility. That's because before him, the Satan was there, the clever guy with the knowledge. What did he say?
You tricked me.
He said, you tricked us. You wanted it to happen. You're not doing anything here. And he was right. I insist on that. He was right. But who gives a damn about his right when beloved is there? There is no right and wrong over there. When beloved talks, I will not confront my beloved, no matter what. That's the point. Satan said, you tricked us. You wanted it, it happened. He was doomed for that. Adam said, we didn't. You are the guilty one. I told you, amazingly, Rumi dares to add something to this Quranic story. This is a story in Bible, in Torah, starts with Torah, Bible, and Quran, right? Go and read it all. Everybody knows about it, and Rumi added something to him, said, I know something else. After that, God called Adam and said, hey, come here. Isn't it true that if I didn't want it, it couldn't happen? So therefore, why did you do that when I was questioning you? What was the answer?
Respect your Adam.
He said, this is the ritual of the thing. This is the Adam. This is the way it works. Fear. What does fear mean? There are two kinds of fear. A good one, a bad one. Fear of life is apparently a bad one. There are a lot of stuff that will make me fearful and I feel awful. This fear, you know. There is a fear that I enjoy it. Is there any? You tell me. Caring. When you are caring too much about something, somebody or something, you have the fear of doing it wrong. You try your best not to do it. That's okay, it's fear. And we saw it. Why I expected you to know it? And I hope you know it from there. Remember, the representative of Julius Caesar came. The first thing inside he found the mixture of fear and liking towards the Ummah. So this, that kind of fear is not fear of life. It's fear of being inadequate. You don't want to be inadequate when you're in front of your beloved or somebody you care or something you care about. That kind of fear. Yes?
Explanation.